So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me for the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. My concept today came from one of the authors that I have supported over several years. Her name is Donna LaBarre. It's funny, I was calling her a doctor. She's not actually have a doctorate, but she teaches this concept of eating the elephant when you're dealing with a really big disease. And as I was looking at eating the elephant, it's like, and I know that's a very strange way of saying it, but when you're tackling something that seems possibly unsurmountable, I wanted to do a podcast on some steps you can take to, as Donna calls it, when she helped her daughter heal from leukemia, and when she was 12, had very little time to live, and they had a conversation about that, and the daughter said, you know, I'd like to live and stay, and so Donna called it eating the elephant of healing the cancer. And it's like, you just, I'm sorry, it's such a strange way of saying it, but I definitely was getting, I had an unsurmountable task that was asking for requirements of me, and I was having a really challenging time getting it done, and I just kind of tuned into that whole eating the elephant. Like, what does this require of me today? What can I do today? What can I be today? And can I take a piece of it? Can I solve a part of it? Can I navigate through this storm, even when it seems, you know, so big or so unsurmountable? Yeah. And when you look at it like that, like, what is this huge thing you've been asking to take on, and could you break it down into bits that aren't quite so unsurmountable? That energy, yeah, could you do that? And as you look at taking something that is just, you know, huge and stands in front of you, here are some steps you can take so that you get out of the overwhelm and get into action. So one is placing yourself at the done, the energy of when you're done. So the only reason I'm laughing, it's an inside joke on my podcast. Doing an inside joke to myself. Yeah, that's Erica for you. So you want to get yourself to the place of it being done and see how your body is at that point when it's done. Yeah. And so if you're healing from something or climbing up a tall mountain or, you know, see yourself at the top of the mountain. So you want to just place yourself in that space of this is done, and then bring some energy back from that future energy of light and joy and relief and all the other things when you've, you know, done the big thing. Yeah. So put that back into your being, bring that back in of that sense of calm after the storm. Yeah. And that's one step you can take. And then the next step is to break down into bits of pieces of things that you can physically or do. Or sometimes you might need help. And if you're like me, you might be hard-headed and asking for help. Yeah. And the more hard-headed you are, the harder it is for people to step up and help you. And this is just sort of, you know, one of the stories of my life. So hello, you know, self-driven perfectionist. How fun is that? So the good news is you can take some steps, and they can be guided and they can be inspired. And what if you're always actually being guided and inspired? And what if you're always actually on track and you could let go of some of that wrongness? And I know some of you have heard that term before. For those of you who haven't, there's this thing that we do where we make ourselves wrong. And it really started out very, very, very young. Maybe when you were 2 or 3, got upset about something and you were not supposed to, got in a fight because you wanted to keep one of your toys and you weren't supposed to. And you started making yourself wrong. And you probably have parents who made themselves wrong for a lot of things. And maybe there's some grandparents and great-grandparents and whole maternal and paternal lines of genetics going way, way, way back where there was this making oneself wrong. So go ahead and just now release that. If you can, just ask that to be gone. Just see if you can let go a little bit of the times you've made yourself wrong and just shift that up a teensy bit right now. just while you're listening to this podcast, you can be driving or doing anything. You don't have to be in a meditative state to enjoy the Erica Glessing Show. You can just like be yourself and hear this and say, hey, what could I do to let go of some of that feeling of wrongness? And then there's something else that happens when you are begin to climb up into yourself and you begin to have exceptional and bursts of success and you start shining brighter. And I'm guessing most of the listeners on this call are on that path where they're shining brighter, creating more, doing more, having more success, having better client relationships. Just all those things that you asked for are probably starting to happen for you. If they're not, keep listening and keep following the people I bring on the podcast, because I just have insanely talented guests that give us all kinds of information. I try to pull people from all walks of life in the arena of change agents and entrepreneurs for the Erica Glessing Show. So at any rate, as you start having more success, sometimes you're going to have more money and have more success and have more winningness and have more fame and have more fortune. And I just want to encourage you, as you're having more and it starts feeling uncomfortable, to really allow yourself to have more and then have more again, have more again, and reach out beyond your present limitations and just experience having even a little bit more. And how delightful is that? And then how many people can you help have more in their lives, right? So then as you're having more and then you're helping others have more, it's like a beautiful domino effect of everyone supporting each other on the journey. And that's really what I invite you to. Hey, if you have an idea for a guest for the Erica Glessing Show, shoot me a quick email. It's happypublishing@gmail.com. I'm looking for new guests on, as a daily show. It seems to require a new guest every day, right? So I'm always looking for talent and a joyful exuberance in my guests, entrepreneurs and light workers. It's an 8-minute daily show. So yeah, send me some guest ideas. That would just be amazing. Subscribe on iTunes from your phone on the little podcast button. And then let me know any other questions you have coming up and I can address them on a sassy Sunday. So make this a beautiful day. Eat the elephant. Take one step towards something good that you're working on. And then go forth and have an amazing next couple, whenever. Thanks for coming. I'll see you next time on the show. www.theericaglessingshow.com for more. Bye.